Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Monday morning replay, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. You can check out the full schedule up at sportsbyline.com. We've got a lot of stuff to get into here today in Hour 2. We're talking the Survivor Series pay-per-view tonight as well as the full lineup of the show. But quickly, let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee. I'll just make it quick. We were talking about, you know, Reigns and Cena for WrestleMania. Do you think that they would put in like a special referee scenario, like let's say Daniel Bryan or maybe even a Lumberjack, or they could incorporate a Daniel Bryan or a Seth Rollins? And I haven't listened to the show in a while, but I thought maybe we'd get your guys' opinion on Nick Bockwinkel as far as where he stood as far as, I mean, he was great as an in-ring performer, but as far as personality-wise.
We'll talk about Bockwinkel after the break. Are you asking if they should do a Roman Reigns-John Cena match with Daniel Bryan as the referee?
Yeah, or Seth Rollins, or anything on that scenario.
Well, for, I don't know about Seth Rollins, but I think Daniel Bryan would be just about the worst idea imaginable, because you would guarantee that the fans would hate both wrestlers and love the referee, which would be a complete disaster for the live crowd. As far as Seth Rollins, you could do that, because when he comes back, I mean, everybody's expecting him to come back as a babyface, but maybe he'll be back as a heel since he has been a heel. You would at least have some sort of, will he be good? Will he be bad? Will he screw one? Will he screw the other? There would at least be some intrigue there. I don't think it's going to happen, but I guess anything is a possibility, except Daniel Bryan. That one I don't see as a possibility. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I don't know what's happening on the pre-show right now, but Booker T just said something to Byron Saxton and everybody started laughing uproariously. Network's up, everybody. About 5 minutes ago, I started getting all of the tweets as well as a text message from the compound of one Buddy Wayne, saying the network had gone down. So apparently it had gone down for a lot of people. It's working for me right now, so I'm not sure if this is something that is happening to only some people, or maybe it was down before I turned it on. I don't know, but it appears to be working right now. We will be following the pre-show here on the air, everyone. And we're going to be running down the Survivor Series card at some point here. Do have to get to it. But first off, to the toll-free line, since I'm paying for it. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I want to know, is there any chance at all we could see Sting tonight? And if not, what's do you have like an update on his health or anything? What's going on with it?
I have not heard an update. I think it is possible he shows up tonight. They need all hands on deck with so many guys going down. I do not want to get anybody's hopes up, but they could always have him appear. And actually, you know what? I won't even say that. I think he could be here tonight. Let's just put it that way.
They need something.
This
is bad. I'm a fan for 28 years. This is the worst I think WWE has ever been. They need something.
Yeah. I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm not sure if he's going to be there. I hope that he is. I hope he's doing all right. I heard that his neck issue was not as bad, I guess, as they'd initially expected, but I still don't know if he can get cleared. I don't know what the status is from there. Mike, is your network working?
Yes, it is, and I'm wondering why, Renee, why wouldn't she have a black bra under that see-through kind of top she has on? She's got like a cream color one on. Wouldn't black be better there?
I don't know, Craig.
Things that matter.
I'll say. So apparently there was an issue with the WWE Network. It seems to be working now for a lot of people, but the WWE Network Twitter did state, subscribers experiencing issues with our Survivor Series live stream. We are working to rectify it ASAP. So I guess we'll wait and see. But it still is not working for Buddy Wayne. My God, I'm getting bombarded with texts. He's freaking out now.
Angry Buddy.
Yeah. Mike, why don't you talk about this Tyler Breeze-Dolph Ziggler match? I'll try and solve this problem.
Tyler Breeze. Well, I'm still surprised they beat. Tyler Breeze would have had to have lost in the tournament anyway, but I am surprised that his first match in, basically he goes out there and he loses. Never usually a good way to start up, but he's looking like he's going to be a mid-card guy. He's got his woman. He's got his gimmick with the selfie stick, and he seems like he would probably be a perfect mid-card guy. Unfortunately, when you come into that way, it's hard to move up. And no matter what happens in this battle back and forth with Dolph, that I could definitely see Dolph Ziggler winning, or I'm sorry, Tyler Breeze winning, as well he should, too. Unfortunately, I just see there being too much of a ceiling on Breeze. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I think how they've brought him in and where this whole thing has been positioned, even though technically it's been one of the most pushed matches leading into the pay-per-view. That's not saying a whole lot when they haven't even announced people to be in any, you know, some of these matches. So it's a damning with faint praise, but hopefully he can kind of, you know, get in there and really kind of lock himself and entrench himself in and knock one of these other guys that has been there a long time and has just been floating along, whether it be you know, no offense to a Fandango or somebody like that, but somebody in that type of spot, see if it squeezes them out. I guess Adam Rose and Brad Maddox, I'm not sure how close they are to maybe getting a shot to do something and seeing if their new act is ready for prime time or not, but they're another one. You know, if they can get in there and establish themselves, that's going to knock somebody else out. And even though they're mid-card guys, at least it's fresh mid-card guys.
So there's definitely issues with the WWE network, but I guess we shall give it some time is what I've been told, and hopefully it will be rectified here very, very shortly. If this were any other normal wrestling promotion, and this was the beginning of a feud between Tyler Breeze and Dolph Ziggler, then what would happen would be that the heel would cheat to win to set up a rematch, which the babyface would likely win, then setting up a third match between the two. But for some reason, in WWE, when there is a babyface versus heel feud starting, the babyface will often win the first match. I have no idea why. Makes no sense. Usually then the bad guy has to beat up the babyface to set up the second match. It really doesn't matter with these two guys, let's be honest. Tyler Breeze is on WWE pay-per-view. You know, 8 years ago or whatever, he was sitting there at Lance Storm's Academy looking like any other dingbat off the street. Now he is working on WWE pay-per-view against an upper mid-carder, and Summer Rae is stroking his neck. Things are fine for the guy. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. It's Danny Hernandez.
Yes.
Before my question, I did watch the segment on NXT that Brian Vinny recommended with Eva Marie. And her outfit is muy caliente, my goodness.
Muy bien.
Anyway, but my question is, would it make WWE logic if, because the Undertaker Kane beat up the four Wyatts so bad that the Wyatts win tonight, or is it just a foregone conclusion that Kane and Undertaker are going to win?
Well, here's the deal. So, it's the 25th anniversary of The Undertaker's debut. And so, in my mind, he was going to win. Not only because it was his 25th anniversary and they're building the show around his 25th anniversary, but because Undertaker is not a guy who's been working every single pay-per-view. Although this is two pay-per-views in a row. So, thinking that, I presume, well, obviously they're going to beat the Wyatts, but the way that they've been booking everything, apparently on SmackDown they did already announce the two guys. It is going to be Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. And I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility that they win. And then they do an Undertaker-Braun Strowman match at the December pay-per-view, leading to whatever happens at the Royal Rumble. It does appear Undertaker's working a more full schedule. So maybe Strowman pins Kane or something like that. Undertaker's upset that his reunion or his anniversary got ruined, and so he challenges Strowman. You could go that direction, and I'm kind of leaning towards that being a possibility.
Oh, man. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Just telling you.
Take care, Dan.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Mike, did you see Eva Marie's outfit?
I did see Eva Marie's outfit, although I still, she certainly makes an impression. I am still stuck on Alexa Bliss. So I never would have believed debuting as a good witch, a good fairy, that she could have actually turned into the, I don't know, like every evil, small, little mouthy cheerleader or whatever it would be that she's at now. She's if the wrestling comes down and she's very incredibly early in her career, if everything actually pulls together, she could be hell on the main roster, especially if you know, at that point have decided to make Bayley the ace up there, where she could come up at some point. I mean, it's a natural teaming and then turning against type of situation. I mean, a deal with them on the main roster, being buddies, and then Alexa going evil is a relatable story, actually, to, I would assume, a lot of, you know, women and girls in high school and things like that. And they actually have one, I think, with two people who could truly pull that off.
You know, there are some girls in this world that are much better looking without makeup than with makeup. And I really, honest to God, think that Alexa Bliss would be one of them. She wears so much makeup. And to me, it's a negative because she has a very, very pretty face and she paints herself up. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the heel gimmick, but she did it as a baby face as well. Just kind of baffling to me. Got that, Mike?
I do.
Nothing wrong with your girl, but less makeup, I suggest. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So it looks like they're starting the Survivor Series elimination match right now on the WWE Network. Miz is on his way down to the ring, and in the craziest thing I have ever seen, which should tell you how much security there is for this pay-per-view right now, Lillian Garcia stood there in the middle of the ring and she began doing the ring introductions, and there were tons of empty seats behind her. I've never seen anything like this at a WWE pay-per-view, so obviously people are still trying to get into the building. Bo Dallas coming out right now. I have been told by folks on Twitter that the video package for the Charlotte Page match, no mention whatsoever of Reed Flair. And Mike, you were watching the Charlotte interview during the break, and apparently she didn't mention him there as well.
Nope. Didn't like her actions on Monday. Doesn't want to be remembered as a competitor that way, or definitely not as a champion that way, and moving on to tonight and facing off against Paige. So there you go. And hopefully we'll see if they bring it up and even mention it at all during the broadcast. But at least it does not seem like they're going to be dwelling on it. And hopefully what's done is done and it's over with and we move on. And we should have a memorable moment right here as, oh, my, are you seeing this right now?
Oh, yeah. The Ascension is doing Stardust entrance as they head down for a Geek Survivor Series 10-man elimination match. And by the way, before the break, I was talking about women.
Is that what Comic-Con is like?
I'm sure. I've never been there. I was talking about how some women look much, much better without makeup and mentioned Alexa Bliss. Well, they made Charlotte up to look very, very pretty tonight. So now
yes,
I've got to give them credit for that. A great, not that she's not pretty, but they did a very good job tonight. Let's go to the phones.
And your favorite shot, the profile shot, too. They made sure to rock that one to make sure she looked good.
That's right. Studio line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Ian from San Antonio.
Yes, Ian.
Okay. So, obviously tonight they have the Dolph Ziggler-Tyler Breeze match coming on the main show, I believe.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, because ever since Tyler Breeze came up, I don't think his booking has been very good. You know, his debut match was against, you know, Dean Ambrose, and he lost. And even though, you know, he lost to Dean Ambrose, who was like a, you know, a kind of a star, I guess, you know, as much of a star as they have right now, I still don't think it was a good thing for him losing his debut. And if he loses tonight, I think that Tyler Breeze is pretty much just, like, almost relegated to lower mid-card. He might be already on the main roster. And I want to know if you think he's going to be able to win tonight, because if not, I don't think he's going to be able to ever take it seriously.
One loss isn't going to kill him, but I mean, I think that he's already slotted as a mid-carder, an upper mid-carder, just like everybody else, just the way they do things. I mean, I don't think that changes whether he wins or loses tonight. I mean, he's in a feud with Dolph Ziggler. He's going 50-50 with Dolph Ziggler, which is, that's great for him. He should be happy. I mean, we could argue that guys like Dolph should be higher up, but that's not the way that WWE works nowadays. It is a sea of mid-carders, a very, 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 very small handful of main eventers, like none right now, and then the geeks, who are all here in this Survivor Series match. And I don't think he's in a bad position right now. Hopefully, if he can maintain this position, he'll be fine.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I want to thank you very much for the call. Very much appreciate it. Sounds like there's a Survivor Series party going. It's like a Lee Marshall Road Report.
Well, I said maybe the people were starting to pop because Goldust is the surprise tag team partner of what was a surprise team to everybody because they didn't announce it with Neville and the Dudleys and Titus O'Neil. It's a hell of a team.
Look at this team.
Against The Miz, Bo Dallas, Stardust, and The Ascension, which means tonight if they are going to have any sort of new partner or new Wyatt get involved, it will not be Bo Wyatt.
Wow. How about that?
Sorry,
it could
Tom.
Still be. What do you mean the guy can't work twice?
Because he's not looking. What's he going to put on a fake beard? If he grew that little scraggle that he
beard.
Had out. Yes, he does.
Mike, if we have to wait for Bo Dallas to be able to grow out a beard to put him in the Wyatts, this will be a year from now. Look
tell
at that
what,
guy's baby face.
If he does join the Wyatts, I will not miss those tight-ass white Mr. Wrestling 270 shorts.
They are hideous. Yeah, I'd go as far as to say hideous. So, yes, the return of Goldust. He is not retired. He's back from injury, and he is working here in this Survivor Series 10-man elimination tag. We'll keep you updated with who gets pinned in this match. What's so funny?
He looks like a guy from Florida who's just stumbling around looking all wet and greasy in his drawers.
Who are you talking
about? That's really what he looks like.
Oh, Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible look. No one's arguing this. ever.
I'll be damned. All right.
Studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. I'd like to add that tomorrow we're going to be joined on this program by Steve Carino, who recently cut a retirement speech for Ring of Honor and recently had neck surgery as well. He's going to be joining us on the show. Always a fun guest. We'll see what's going on with Steve Carino. And also tonight, After Dark Radio, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern. You can hear it at darkmatterdigitalnetwork.com, artbell.com, afterdarkradioshow.com, wrestlingobserver.com, all of these places, as well as TuneIn Radio. If you listen to this show via TuneIn, you can listen to After Dark via TuneIn. And we'll be interviewing Linda Godfrey about werewolves and dogmen. And I also have an audio road report, the Sasquatch Summit 2015. That is tonight on After Dark Radio. All of the information will be on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, later on tonight, as well as the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Anyone eliminated yet, Mike?
I believe Connor was eliminated. I'm not sure how, by Goldust. And now we had Victor tag in. And then now we have Titus O'Neil in there. So it's obviously a scientific classic taking place. And all this talk, too, about the 25th anniversary of Undertaker. It's the 20th anniversary of the only Survivor Series I went to, which was at the Capitol Center, where Diesel threw Bret Hart through the table there at the end of the show.
How about that?
Yes.
Told that Goldust pop in the building was huge, gigantic. So, popular guy. That's what happens when you're not on television, as we noted earlier. You come back and people can't wait to see you.
Great music helps with that. Classic music, and that actually matters. Nobody remembers, everybody should probably remember Rob Conway's music, but you don't exactly remember it, you know, with any joy or anything like that. Goldust music was like Mr. Perfect's. It's just so classic, and it will always get a pop.
Let us go to the studio line. You are on the air.
This is Daryl from Yonkers, New York.
Yes, Daryl.
Brian Alvarez, Mike Temper BB, I am sad today. Because not only did Cesaro get hurt tonight, and he was on as big of a role as he could possibly get, because he was wrestling like he knows, look, Kratos not got nothing for me, so I'm just gonna wrestle I'm gonna show off.
Sure.
What talent I have, and it was great, and now it's apparently over. But I'm also sad, and I hate to jump ahead of your format, that Awesome Kong is retired now.
Really?
Yeah.
She announced her retirement.
Yeah, she it was printed in a Japanese website that was translated back into English that she was going to miss a Kurakuen Hall show on the 25th and that she's retiring.
How about that? Well, I mean, she'd had some really bad back problems, and so I would presume if she is retiring, that's the reason why.
She's been at this for a long time.
She has been doing this for a long time, and she was very, very good, but when the back starts to go, you got the rest of your life to live.
Yes, I understand that, and I thank her for everything, and I hope she does well, but the woman's wrestling needs positive, and it's been obviously very sorely lacking, and hopefully with Nia Jax and NXT we get that, but ladies wrestling needs like big strong women to be fearful of, and Awesome Kong fit that bill, and hopefully that hole will be filled.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call and the news. Obviously, that's what they want to do with Nia Jax. And, Mike, why are you laughing during this man's talk here?
Because I know some dudes who are afraid to go home to big women.
So I see.
could be a relatable thing for a lot of people out there. And it's true. Again, it's about the 31 flavors thing. It's what we complained about with WWE for so long with so many cookie-cutter guys. Now, we don't have as many cookie-cutter looks, but we have kind of the same cookie-cutter stories and promo styles and ways they want them to do things, which, you know, makes everything kind of vanilla there. But when it comes to the women, you know, that's always been one thing they've always been able to get away with. They had a little bit of a mix of everything, and you do need a big dominant. You know, why not have that? Why not have a little mix of everything so that you have somebody out there for everybody? You know, I'm sure not everybody that grew up watching wrestling was, you know, enamored with Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior or Ric Flair. There were guys like Tully Blanchard, or no matter who it is, Jose Luis Rivera, who the hell cares who it was, but it's not always the stars that influence you. It could be somebody else, and you got to have a little bit of everything. Have somebody for everybody on the show.
And Connor has been pinned. Got a lot of news coming up after the break. Phone lines are open. Front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Pedro Fernandez, who you might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. All lines are open right now. Text messages, obviously. We'll get to those because I think I've got about a million of them that I've not gone through here. So we will get into those. Should mention that in addition to Steve Carino this week, Gabe Sapolsky is going to be on the show on Tuesday this coming week. So you can look forward to that. And Mike, what is the status here of this Survivor Series 10 Geek Elimination Match?
I know Neville was donked off of it, but we are now in a commercial that is hyping the Stone Cold Steve Austin upcoming podcast with HBK, Shawn Michaels, which looks like it took place in Shawn Michaels' hunting shed, which actually it possibly did take place in Shawn Michaels' hunting shed. That would actually make complete sense. Now we've got a commercial for the Bellas, Let the Journey Begin for the new WWE Network series, Ride Along.
Wow, Ride Along. I can only imagine. So it actually sounds like it might be pretty good, depending on who we're riding along with.
Well, that's the thing. Can you imagine if those little cameras were around?
Oh, my God. Mojo Rawley is riding around with Dana Brooke.
Who's another one who probably looks better without all the makeup.
Oh, my God. By the way, the new Breaking Ground is airing tonight as opposed to after Raw tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be after Raw as well. But you're going to see the real Mojo Rawley. So if you've seen Mojo Rawley's character and you're wondering, is this man really like this in real life? Find out tonight on Breaking Ground.
Can I spoil it for everybody?
Sure.
That's him. If you've seen Rob Gronkowski, the New England Patriots tight end, he's kind of a poor man's version of it, former football player at the University of Maryland. He is exactly what he is. He's a big, oversized, jacked-up kid. And I'm not sure where the hype bros thing stands right now in NXT, but as far as being just a large cartoon character, if there could be a Norman the Lunatic of this generation, I think you might be able to pull it off with Mojo Rawley.
Just saw Bo Dallas's gut. First thing that popped into my screen after they came back from those commercials right there.
Tight.
This person here says,
what kind of knee pads is he wearing, too?
I don't know. Volleyball?
That's kind of shit. There's just something. Oh, man.
All right. This person says, what details are there on the new TNA deal with Pop TV starting in January 2016? Well, they are moving to Pop TV, and Pop TV is available in more homes than Destination America, which is good. Bad news is, I don't know anybody who ever has watched Pop TV in their whole life, the former TV Guide channel. So it's going to be harder to find than Destination America. It would be harder to find than WGN, which is another story entirely. And they are being paid something by Pop TV. It is not a barter deal, to the best of my knowledge. They're not paying for the airtime. I don't know what they're being paid. My guess would be, realistically, probably not a whole lot. But they're back in business, and Impact returns on Pop TV or debuts on Pop TV starting in January on Tuesdays, interestingly enough. Tuesdays. It's weird.
I hope my wife will be very upset if any of that interferes, and I don't think it will, with the time that they rerun Young and the Restless, which I believe is the only reason that you would watch Pop TV, unless it was to watch Paragon Pro, of course, every Saturday morning. But it's known for the, I know they rerun the whole, there's not many, I guess, soap operas left, daytime soap operas left during the day. I guess it's moved to mostly a talk format during the day, but the ones that are left are replayed in prime time on that channel so people can see it, which I'm sure there's advertising money, you know, that backs all of that sort of stuff up. And, you know, not knowing exactly how that channel works, the fact that they're getting any money at all for it, if they are, great for them. Anything that where they're not taking all of the output, which they're going to be doing now more than ever anyway, and you can tell by all the cuts, then good. Is it enough to actually sign anybody back? I don't know. And we'll have to find that out, and we'll have to see. For me, it's better because I don't get
I'll bet they can sign Bram back.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, somebody that may actually make an influence. And again, it's, I don't, you know, Tuesday at 9 o'clock is not the best time in the world or anything like that, but it takes it away from from WWE, except when there's a you know, SmackDown, I guess, is going to be live a few times on Tuesday. So you do have that there. But at least it's a day that nothing else is on. You don't have football in the way or anything like that. And who knows? Maybe they can catch a little bit more buzz. As long as the creative is good and the TV is not insulting, you know, you can get the wrestling fan back. The wrestling fan, deep down, didn't really want TNA to go away. If it was going to die, I think everybody just wanted it to be shot and put out of its misery and just go away. But now that it's been drawn out and they have life again, I think most wrestling fans want to just see good wrestling and want to see guys treated well and have halfway decent stories. If they can get that, you know, it's still not a huge moneymaker or anything like that, but at least it would be something to build on as you try to, I'm sure, use guys like Jesse Goddard's and some of the other people that are left there to try to reach out and do things either with CBS or with Pop TV and somehow try to be ingrained that way and build on the already soap opera based fan base, which I assume that's what it is. I don't know. I'll really have to look to find out, but I assume that's what it is. And I would assume that a guy like that with, or anybody else that's there who's got that type of reality show background or experience, I wonder if they're going to try to tie them in and work them into other things on the channel. It would make sense because what other identity does the channel have?
Speaking of dragging out, this match is still going on. My God, we're down to Team 3D and Titus against Stardust and Bo Dallas. 3-on-2 advantage babyfaces. What?
And Titus just did the big splash into the corner on both Bo and Goldust, and now Goldust and Bubba are doing their kind of sort of Dusty Rhodes routine with the bionic elbows, which it be what it be, and Titus just pinned Bo Dallas.
Text message here. Since we are guaranteed to see at least one champion lose tonight, do you think it's detrimental to have both the U.S. and Intercontinental champions lose on the same night, possibly to the same guy? It doesn't matter. The U.S. and Intercontinental championships right now, it doesn't matter. And it's inevitable anyway, so who cares? It's funny. This is a tournament for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And the shows where we have seen tournament matches for a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, which is vacant, are doing historic low ratings. Now, obviously ratings have been down. Obviously we're dealing with football, but these shows are doing historic low ratings in part because nobody cares about the WWE Championship. Because the last guy who had it, who I think people like and respect based on the way that audiences react when his name is mentioned, Seth Rollins was booked like a geek. 1-17 at one point. That being 1 win and 17 losses. And then he lost the title, and shockingly, nobody cared about the belt. I guess we'll see what happens at Survivor Series tonight. There is more interest in WWE now than there's been in a while. Oh, the match is over. Thank God.
Yeah. And you got to love who's left standing, that they had to get rid of somebody. So why not get rid of Neville? Remember when Neville got a visual almost near pin on John Cena?
Yeah. They did a great follow-up to that.
Awesome. Just awesome. So, yeah, Neville, the only one eliminated, the Dudley Boys, Titus O'Neil and Goldust stand tall as Cody Stardust was the last one eliminated.
Apparently we have a Skype caller on, Josh in Australia. Josh, you're on the air. Josh, are you there? Josh is not there, but maybe he will be here in a little while. Last night was UFC, one of the longest UFCs of all time. Every card, or every match on the main card, went to a decision, including a 5-round main event. Did you watch this show, Mike?
I did not, thank God.
Oh, my God.
I saw the only thing I saw of all the things to have seen was the Scott Jorgensen fight, which... You know, not only was the show long and everything went to decisions and it went about 78 hours, the only chance that I had to see was a time where the referee should have jumped in because a man's leg was dragging on the ground behind him.
Let's try this Skype line again. Are you on the air, Josh?
G'day, Brian.
Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me? Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. And hello, everyone listening. Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of quick things I'd like to bring up. First of all, I hope everybody's safe at Survivor Series and everything goes fine without a hitch. Secondly, I know that a very popular topic on the show, and especially the show with Lance, is the Australian talent that has been coming through the Storm Academy over the last
few years. Like every single girl who shows up ends up getting signed?
It seems that way, yes. There is, I mean, I guess everybody has to start somewhere. And even before a lot of the trainees go to Lance, they start training in Australia, wrestling on shows and whatnot. Basically, I'm just putting it out there for the Australian listeners and people who are interested in pursuing an in-ring career that we have fantastic trainers down here in Australia, pretty much in every state that it really can actually sort of, you know, give you that base before you head to Lance's. And so just putting it out there that if there are any Aussies listening and you're sort of looking for somewhere to train before you pursue things with Lance or whatnot, just hit us up even on Twitter at Josh J.D. Armour. A-R-M-O-U-R, and we can actually point you in the direction of different places that you can train. But Lance's is very popular, and a lot of the folks that I've spoken to on my podcast have actually said that that when they do go to Lance's, that, yeah, they sort of strip down to the bare basics, and they're actually better off for it. So, you know, Lance's is an awesome place to go. But, yeah, folks like Carlo Cannon in Melbourne, a fantastic trainer who actually trained KC and is one of Lance's favourite students. You got Wright City Wrestling, RCW in Adelaide. You got EPW Perth in Perth. So, like, there are fantastic places around the nation. PWA in Sydney, Newcastle Pro Wrestling in New South Wales as well. So just letting the Aussies out there know that there's a great places to start. And on top of that, definitely somebody like Lance will progress your talent. And just wondering, Mike and Brian, if there is a taste for Australian talent at the moment, even on the indies. Is there much talk of, hey, there's something in the water down under, let's bring more of these folks over? Do you hear much of that?
No, I just hear that every woman that goes to Lance's school gets signed if she's from Australia. So I don't know about... I know. You see, I don't think any of these Australian males have been signed yet, have they?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, I know that...
I don't think so.
Well, Buddy Murphy, funnily enough, there is
Actually, Josh, I hate to cut you off, but we have to head to a break, but you're welcome to call again tomorrow. And we'll be back in just a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Somebody on Twitter noted there is some sort of wacky giant coffin hanging above the entrance at Survivor Series, perhaps something to do with the Wyatt's match, we can only hope. Survivor Series is about to begin, everybody, and we've got a lot of shows coming up later on tonight for subscribers. Vinny and I will be doing a post-Survivor Series wrap-up show coming up tonight after the pay-per-view is over. It's going to be a lot of fun. And later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer will be doing a special Survivor Series wrap-up, plus talking all of the news from the weekend, mailbag, and more. All of these only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. You get brand new shows every single day. This is not a normal podcast that comes out once or twice a week. Usually 2 to 3 shows daily. And there's another 7,000 shows in the archives. Every show we've ever done dating back to 2005 is available in the archives. So if you ever miss a show, don't worry. Just podcast them. Downcast gets them on your phone every single morning. You'll never run out of audio. It's a great value, and that's not even talking about the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Figure Four Weekly, all of the archives, all of the great stuff. Check it out over at WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. And we are here every day, Monday through Friday, Sports Byline USA, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We will be back Monday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays daily at 5 o'clock. I want to thank Mike, as always. All of you, the listeners, callers, enjoy Survivor Series, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live at the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.